This is the CAMS Market Minute for the week of August 3rd, 2026. The index repaired itself last week. The market underneath it has not, and that gap is the story of the week ahead. Start with the Fed. Wednesday's meeting sent 9 of 11 sectors lower and pushed the VIX up 13% to 20.7. Thursday reversed the index damage in a hurry. The NASDAQ 100 rose 3.3% and the S&P 500 added 1.7%. But under the hood, 6 sectors still finished lower, and Microsoft, up more than 15%, supplied an outsized share of the lift. Friday kept that split intact. The S&P closed July with only 4 sectors positive. So where does the structure stand? Long term, it's intact. SPY, QQQ, and the small cap index IWM all sit 7 to 10% above their 200-day averages. That is not the profile of a broken market. The intermediate picture is less settled. SPY reclaimed its 50-day average barely by 0.4%. QQQ remains 3.7% below its own line after a 5% one-month slide. And participation is the unresolved issue. 7 of 11 sectors stand above their 50-day averages, but across the CAMS watch list, only 38% of names clear the same measure. That gap between sector stability and single name confirmation has now lasted 2 weeks. Volatility, at least, supports the calmer reading. The VIX ended at 16, down from nearly 21 at Wednesday's peak, the 23rd percentile of its trailing year range. Leadership still shows the rotation. Energy tops the one-month table at nearly 13%, followed by financials, staples, real estate, and healthcare, all 5 above their intermediate trends. Technology sits at the bottom, down 5.5% on the month. Consumer discretionary had a strong week, up 6%, but one strong week is evidence, not confirmation. Healthcare and financials own the steadier record, up roughly 15 and 10% over 3 months. What resolves this? Watch 3 things. Watchlist participation improving from 38 toward 50%. QQQ closing its gap to the 50-day line on days when breadth is positive, not through another single stock surge. And SPY holding the 50-day area near 744 while most sectors advance. On the other side, a quick slip back under that line, breadth fading below the mid-30s, or a VIX back above 20 would suggest Wednesday's broad weakness was the more durable message. The macro calendar opens quietly, which puts the weight on earnings. A cluster of reports lands August 3rd through 5th. Revity on the 4th tests whether healthcare leadership still has sponsorship, and Solventum follows on the 5th. Rates remain the background pressure. The 10-year Treasury yield reached 4.74%, and each leg higher lands hardest on technology. Bottom line, SPY above its 50-day average with a 16 VIX is a better surface than a week ago. But 38% breadth leaves this rebound standing on narrow shoulders. This week shows whether participation catches up or the indexes come back down to meet the average stock. CAMS publishes impersonal market research. Nothing here is individualized investment advice. The full written outlook is free at curveaheadmarketstrategies.com.